Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Feels on Meals. Wow. I'm obviously, as usual, joined with Boba. Hello, Boba.
Hello.
Here we are. And on this podcast, we basically look...
And this is Ozzy.
Oh, yeah, and this is Ozzy. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Ozzy. This is Boba. Welcome, yep. Welcome. On Feels on Meals, we basically look at restaurants, either restaurants we've been to or restaurants we haven't. Today is an example of a restaurant that neither of us has been to, but it's a quintessential British cuisine, I think. One that a lot of British people will recognise. I don't know... You are from the US, Bo, but have you heard of a carvery?
I have not. You prefaced it by Sunday roast, which I kind of know what that is, which I've had a bit of, and that is one thing that I really miss from the UK. So I'm excited.
Wow, okay. So yeah, it's interesting that it's sort of a staple. I think a lot of British people will have one of these, obviously, as mentioned, on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I've been known to have a midweek roast because Sunday is not the day for cooking. So hence why these places exist is because people cannot be bothered to cook themselves, because building a big roast dinner is a lot of effort. You need big oven and you need, depending on what you have with it, it can be quite an expansive feast.
It feels like mini Thanksgiving.
Yes, I'd agree with that. I think it is, you know, essentially in the UK, it's the same thing as Christmas dinner as well. Although Christmas dinner is generally...
It looks delicious.
I'll say that I think it's quite difficult to take a good photograph of a Sunday roast.
That is true. Because it's basically just what? Everything on a plate and then smothered in gravy? Is that how you're meant to do it?
Pretty much, yeah. There might be people out there that don't have gravy on theirs, in which case you're wrong. You definitely need gravy because it's essentially a load of meat, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, vegetables, and of course, Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, delicious.
They're probably the finest part of a said roast, in my opinion. And I'll go into a little bit about the roasts, the Yorkshire puddings at carveries in a bit. But essentially you can have chicken, beef, pork, gammon, turkey. If you're dead fancy, I suppose you might have duck or goose, but generally those are more Christmas things, I would say. But yeah, it's a lot of meat.
And gammon is a ham, right?
Yeah, it's like a boiled ham.
It doesn't sound the most appetizing, but
it really doesn't. No, but I can assure you, it's quite delicious, salty porky ham. And also, you know, in this country, a pub staple as well is to have gammon and chips with egg. So it's like a couple of fried eggs with chips and a big piece of gammon. And that's delicious. That's a great meal. But this is basically you have some people, like say you'll have beef or chicken. Those are kind of like the standards. But carveries, they tend to offer a wider range of meats. Meats that you wouldn't, you know, five different meats that you wouldn't cook yourself at home. So they're really good for that reason. This is a, I just wanted to show you like the outside of a typical so, Toby Carvery. Look at this.
It looks like it's got the typical like British house look to it, kind of, with yes. like the wooden frame and the structure and some yep. like little peaks of roofs. But then it's also got Toby Carver sign on it. Yeah. With a, there's also a sign outside with a, is that a man with, he looks very
Is this Toby?
I think it's Toby. He's got like
that. Yeah, he's got like a chef's hat on and he's got a big knife. And
tools?
Yeah, I guess he's ready to carve. And apparently we can book your next event here.
Mm.
Maybe one day we'll do a podcast from a Toby Carvery, which would be hell.
Oh my
it would
God.
Be awful.
That would be amazing. It does look similar to a Denny's, like you were saying, that yeah. it might be the equivalent. So if you're American, give it a
Is
little.
Is it like a Denny's? Yeah. yeah.
Now I'm wondering, there's a little tiny window on top of it where there's like a miniature house, and I'm wondering what that is. Is that like special seating?
This is where Toby lives. They have an in-house Toby that lives in this small house.
They've got to like above. Throw him a gammon up there so he can catch it with his teeth from the window.
He gets the scraps.
Yeah.
And he's worked the bone constantly carving. But yeah, this is essentially what they all look like on the outside. Although that said, this is another example of one.
And
it's still got the Tudor theme going on, but it's red. And I see a lot, I think it is because it's got this kind of burgundy like logo, and they seem to carry this on in quite a few of their establishments.
It looks almost like, so there's like little pieces on the roofs and stuff and on the corners. I was like, was this a Chinese food restaurant?
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of look repurposed as a Chinese food restaurant?
It does a little bit. It's got a sort of a, it does definitely have that architectural vibe about it that it mm-hmm. is quite, you know, I definitely see that. I love also the fact that there's a gigantic pothole in the car park.
That's right been... behind the, what is that? Probably the handicap parking space.
I assume so, yeah. So you... You know, this is also like a quintessential part of, you know, going to eat anywhere in Britain. There's a huge pothole.
It is marked, though, for safety.
It has been marked, so someone is aware, but, you know, they'll never fix that. That's probably still there. So that's generally what they look like on the outside. It looks a little bit miserable, but, you know, even on the outside here, you can sort of see that it's on what seems to be like a main road.
It's like Cracker Barrel positioning almost.
It is.
Is this your Cracker Barrel?
Maybe this is our Cracker Barrel. This could be the UK's Cracker Barrel. But full disclosure, like I said, I've never been to one because there isn't actually one in Milton Keynes where I live. There is one up the road in a city called Northampton.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to venture there to actually try the Toby Carvery.
Yeah.
But we have carveries.
Himself.
Yeah, I want to see Toby. But we have carveries here, and they do pretty much the same thing. Essentially, you get sat down, and you will sort of be told when you're allowed to go up to this buffet of hot goods. And you're obviously now, I think they've relaxed the rules a bit. During COVID, they would do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you're now allowed to go up and help yourself to meat, vegetables, accoutrements, you know, freely. And I don't know if it's a go back all you can eat situation. I don't think it is. I think it's a one and done.
Oh damn! So you got to pile it up on your plate.
Pretty much, yeah. It's pretty much. I think you've got to go in. You know, you've. You've got to make sure.
Does Toby come down and he spanks you with like a...
his fork.
His fork or something.
No seconds. And also, you tend to find that they do a lot of deals here. So, you know, kids will eat free. So there tends to be a bit of a creche environment in these places where it's full of kids. And in my opinion, that's not the best or most pleasant way to spend a Sunday is being, you know, having the shrill of children in the background. But hey, you know. I just wanted to show you some of the interior shots as well.
Okay.
We're going, I mean.
The carpet does look dated.
Yeah, if you could see this carpet, it's very like, oh, it's a tiny, tiny picture. You can sort of get a glimpse of like the carpets in here, which are very old English pub look. And I don't know who's still making, who's making these carpets?
I don't know. Is Toby's mum still around?
But they all seem to have the same carpet as well. Maybe it is a Toby original. Toby original carpet, yeah. Oh, that's a very blurry image, but it's sort of like weird red, kind of dingy looking, patchy.
Some
I think
sort of
so.
Patterns.
Yeah, I think if you spill food on it, that's why they have it, so that it won't show up. The various stains.
That makes sense.
But unlike the Cracker Barrel, they don't seem to have... There's sort of a theme, but it's not like, you know, they have a fireplace with the guns.
Yeah. It's lacking, huh?
It is, a little bit. But they do seem to like this carpet.
The carpet is just... Is this somehow just the same Toby's over and over again? Or is this just... Are you supposed to step into a sort of similar pocket dimension like Cracker Barrel, where you step into a Toby's and you don't know which Toby's you're in?
Which Toby are we in? It seems to be that way. Again, I'll have to visit the one in Northampton.
Imagine
to
they
see
have
you.
The same carpet.
I think they probably will do. But yeah, the aesthetic seems to be, it's like wiped down... Like gross pleather, dark furniture.
It does
very
look,
orange, yellow lighting.
It looks like an American's idea of a British pub or something. You know, it's just very basic, like pubbery style stuff. But also, I guess dining and pubbery. I feel like would you know suggest a fine dining, but this is just. This is just like I need to eat, kind of situation.
I need to eat.
It
definitely does have a very It's not so much a gastro pub. It's definitely more like an eatery. But they also do serve, you know, beer and you know you can get your alcohol there. But I would never opt to you know go for a night out. In a Toby.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, do you want to go for a drink? Let's go to the No, you wouldn't go to a Toby Carvery for a drink. You get your beer because you're having your Sunday lunch there. So
I
that's what it looks
like. Party at a Toby's.
Imagine having your birthday. My birthday's coming up. Maybe you'll go to the Toby Carvery. So that's the inside. We've just had a look at the inside and I mean it does look pretty
interesting.
I'm interested
in that window you had open because whatever ad you have has a tortoise with rollerblades with cash in his mouth.
It's always telling me to remove my ad block for many reasons. But the interesting thing about Toby Carvery as well is that there seems to be a huge number of articles about I went to the worst Toby Carvery. I've you know, basically, we braved this Toby Carvery that's been rated the worst.
Oh my gosh. There
seems to be a lot of negative reviews about Toby Carveries, which is kind of surprising because they're very, very cheap. And it's like, well,
what do you expect?
What do you expect for $7.99 for a huge plate of food? You know, But there is a huge amount of these. Like, I couldn't find any sort of, like, glowing reviews, really. It was most of these articles that I went to the Toby Carvery that's been branded the worst place to eat ever.
This one says, Chatterton Greater Manchester has been dubbed the worst place to eat by one diner.
One diner?
So you're trusting one person's opinion. That's Toby's fucking evil stepbrother that got kicked out. Like, you can't trust him.
Yeah. Well, it was... Apparently, this is by Hannah and Emma, but, you know, they're sort of saying, when it comes to roast dinners, if you take snobbery out of the equation, Toby Carvery has got to be up there with the best of the best. You can't really beat a chain which specialises in a good old Sunday dinner, can you? So, yeah, and I was having a quick look on where's all my reviews? I had a load of reviews up as well. I've lost them now. Oh, here we go. If you just have a look at
a 2.5 out of 5, the ratio,
50% of all reviews are bad. So that means half.
Oh my gosh.
Half of these 658 are all negative, which is shocking, really, because, you know, I don't understand how bad it can be, but...
I do like the 25%
service.
Excellent, though.
Yes. Well, so, there's a quarter of the people, you know, that's 167 of the 658 had a great time. So it's good to know. Telford disaster. Oh, my goodness. Reserved 3 meals for 7 p.m. Arrived on time, but not seated till 7:10. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. How dare they?
Ordered drinks immediately, but they never arrived.
Stop. There is no way they didn't get the drinks.
Yeah, they are definitely bullshitting. We were invited to the Carvery at 7:30 and assured our drinks would be waiting for us on our return to our seats. At the servery, found that there was practically no meat available, a bit of pork and bones of a turkey.
Stop.
The entire servery looked like a bomb site and the vegetables looked appalling. Returned to the table to collect our coats. Drinks still hadn't arrived. The whole experience was distressing and disappointing. We'll never visit a Toby again. Wow.
Oh my gosh, I wonder. I wonder the validity of this, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is a thing. A lot of customer reviews do tend to point out the very worst aspects of an experience.
I do think the idea of someone going up to look at the meats and encountering only turkey bones is really funny, though.
just a carcass.
Not on a scrap, like Toby does.
Oh, that's another thing I forgot to mention. Now, I feel like Toby, because in the UK we've got things called Toby jugs.
Okay.
Which are these absolutely awful.
Stop. Why?
These are a thing.
I like the Royal Doulton Toby jug that's like, it just looks like a proper lad kind of guy. And this one, I wonder what the handle is meant to be because it is coming out of his ass. It's a man.
Yeah.
Sat down and it's a mug. Sorry, it's not a man, it's a mug. I've been fooled. It's like a gravy pourer? Because it's got like a pitcher shape to it, but it's a man.
I still have no idea why people own these.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas, Oz. You better watch out.
Fuck. Like, you know, in all the things to put on your shelf, yeah. He's got a pint. You can see he's got a pint. It looks like he's sitting on a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And I believe that this thing coming out of his ass is an actual walking cane.
Okay.
He is so gout ridden, probably from all the meat.
Syphilis, maybe.
Syphilis and gout. But they're quite horrifying.
Some of them are like, there's some with like really weird teeth.
I quite like the pirate one.
The pirate one is good. On a toilet?
Which one? They all kind of look like
The one with the green background where it's down near the bottom.
Oh, this one.
Is that a toilet boy?
What on earth I don't even know.
Okay, I think his clothes are just skin colored.
But I would, I should have done some more research into what a Toby jug is. But I believe that this whole imagery is from this jug, and that's why it's called a Toby carvery. I don't know. It's weird. It's a really weird thing.
And was that woman saying that it was an insult to the Toby jug?
Yes. So there was a review here that says, husband and myself went to Quinton. That's in the West Midlands, and they ended up walking out. Moody looking chef carving away at the end of a joint scrap of beef and serving it to us like we were dogs.
Did he throw it to them? What did he do?
What? Put it on the floor, maybe? I don't know. Hold your palm flat. Is that what he did? That's mm-hmm. how you should feed dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was scrap and all dried up. Succulent roast?
Question mark.
We only wanted one meat and asked if there was fresh joint, and he said, yes. When this has now finished. Oh, he continued giving us small dried up scrap. End of joint pieces of meat. Slicing up scraps of beef fit for the bin. Whatever happened to generous portions of delicious succulent meat? If you can have all four meats, you should get the same portion. If you only want one, it's likely they don't want to part with it, and it's the chef's very own piece of meat.
Oh my god.
Talk about feeding the 5,000. It's an embarrassment for Mr. Toby Jug. Definitely not value for money, and who cares about more vegetables because extra Yorkshire puddings are never on offer to help yourself to more. And
she's
that is
not
also
wrong,
she, yeah, wrong? She isn't wrong, because in all the carveries I've ever been to, they give you like one Yorkshire pudding.
That's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. There's a real problem. And I feel like there needs to be a petition to sort this out, because you need at least two or three, at least.
That should be the one thing that is definitely unlimited.
I agree. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, it's just pancake batter, really. They're not that surely expensive to make or hard to make. They're not difficult. So it's weird just to get one. That's all you get. Disappointing, in my opinion.
I like that this, I don't know why, but this review is very much giving me Sweeney Todd. I don't know why. Yes, it was scrap and it all dried up. Succulent roast, we only wanted one meat.
Succulent roast?
So whatever happened to succulent meat?
Oh my gosh. Oh look, disgusting, spelled D-I-S. C-U-S-T-I-N-G. You can tell, like, what kind of clientele go here.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Disgusting. It seems like people are rating this poorly because of having to wait.
Yeah.
And also because of the dryness of the meat, which mm-hmm. is interesting.
Well, if it's, like, basically similar to, like, an all-you-can-eat buffet, or at least to buffet style, meat mm-hmm. might be more dry because it is being on a heater for however much time.
Exactly, yes.
And
exactly.
If you're paying, however much you're paying. Now, how much do you pay for one of these? That's a good question.
So, right. Now, I haven't, okay, so, oh, lamb. Oh, I forgot all about lamb, but you can get a Sunday carvery from $11.49. I feel like the prices have gone up. That's quite expensive, but that is lamb. I don't know how much it is to just, what is this? Let's see. How much is it just for a famous carvery? So what do you get? So you choose from your daily selection of roast meats and help yourself to unlimited freshly steamed and roasted vegetables, Yorkshire puddings, mac and cheese. So you can, it's unlimited, apparently. Okay. Well, hang on a second. I might have changed my tune about Toby Carvery. If that's what they're saying, if Yorkshire puddings are endless, then I'm quite happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get roast turkey, roast beef, roast gammon, roast pork, roast lamb, available all weekend on bank holidays. And then you can enjoy a meat-free carvery for £1.75 less. But how much is it? It doesn't really have a price. Prices may vary. I think that's the takeaway from this. But I assume it's sort of like £7.99 up to £10 for a big plate of food, with apparently all you can eat steamed and roasted vegetables, mm-hmm. Yorkshire puddings, mac and cheese, and beef drippings, or plain roasties.
I think I'd do it, because part of it is the effort of having to do the Sunday roast yourself, which, for me, when it comes to cooking, the worst thing is when you're trying to time everything so it's all done at the same time and nothing is cold.
Yes.
So to get around that and potentially risk having some dry meat, I feel like I'd still be okay with going to one of these.
I agree. I think, you know, for all the choice of meat, as you know, I'm a big fan of that. Big
she
fan
a
of
meat girl. She a meat girl.
I'm a bit of a meat girl. I'd be quite happy to have all of these things. Mm-hmm. And even if it wasn't the best quality, you still got gravy. You know, gravy covers up multitude of sins. So
I was unsure about the gravy over a plate, but I had a Thanksgiving dinner in the UK where we had chicken and roast. It was basically a Sunday roast.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person serving said, "Do you want gravy?" And I said, "Yes." And I didn't know what that implied. And so they poured gravy over my entire plate. And I was like, "Oh God, what do I do now?" I was like, "I don't know if I like gravy because I don't really eat gravy here."
Oh.
So I was like, "Oh no. Okay, I'll just go with the flow." And so I started eating it. I was like, "Oh my God, I need more gravy on everything.
Yes,
it's so good."
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's another. Sometimes you go to a pub or a carvery and they'll give you the gravy on the side, but more often than not, it's sort of like expected that you cover everything with gravy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd if you think about it. It's a bit weird just covering everything with a meat juice.
Yeah.
But
boy, does it taste good.
Does taste very good. So that was Sunday and bank holiday menu is this one. But it's weird things that you can get Toby Tasters. Which I've never even heard of, but apparently they're perfect to nibble on or as an accompaniment to the main event.
Now, why does it have the same cadence as Chubby Chaser?
Toby Tasters. Chubby Chaser. It definitely does.
Hand in hand.
But it's very odd to have mac and cheese here as well. Like, I've never seen mac and cheese at a carvery before, so that's interesting.
Mac and cheese is so good with gravy on it, if you haven't done that yet. God, is it so good. Like, a bit of, like, baked mac and cheese with gravy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sus Eye Star News.
I pull up the today's, like, installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
I want to I want to describe for the American people too what a Yorkshire pudding is.
Yeah, let's get a Yorkshire pudding up on my screen so everyone, if we do want to put this in.
Mm-hmm. They are one of the most beautiful things I have discovered about the UK. They are like pancake batter and put into like a muffin tin or something, but the way that they bake is they bake into basically like a cup that has crispy-ish bread on the outside or batter or whatever, and then there's some soft bits down in the bottom of the cup. Fill them with gravy.
Now,
feel free to add on to that, Oz, but that they're so good.
They are. And you know, I enjoy making my own. You can buy them here. You can buy them here sort of ready made. You can buy ones that are frozen that you put in the oven and they puff up like this. But making them is super easy. You basically, like you said, it's a pancake batter. And the trick is, Boba, if you ever want to make them, you heat the oil up in the muffin tins first. So you fill the tins with like a third way up of oil. It's quite oily.
Oh.
Get it really hot, and then you pour your batter in, and then you put it straight in the oven. And it just works without fail. It's there you go. A lot of people don't heat their oil up beforehand, so there's a tip
there's
for
the
you.
Trick. That's the there's trick.
Trick. But yeah, Yorkshire puddings are incredible. Seems like there's a lot of people putting weird things in them, like bits of roast beef, which is very odd. But I can see that being a nice thing. But yeah, there's some pictures on this review that I also want to show you, as I mentioned at the beginning. It's quite difficult to take a nice picture of a roast. Find it. Where's
their
my
menus
pictures?
Do look pretty. Like, I mean, it is all basic Sunday roast stuff of like turkey, lamb, or gammon, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And gravy
for sure.
All over. And, do and I this, want it? Yes.
Yes, I'd agree. And this buffet, I mean, this is like a. Here you go. This is a Toby Carvery. This is the vegetable. Stuffings there as well. You've got stuffing, roast potatoes, which actually look really good.
They do. They've got the crispiness to them.
Yeah, and they've even got mash here. They've also got what looks like roasted red onion.
Oh, God, I love onion.
It's amazing. I've never once, you know, this is a very clean and lovely looking vegetable buffet situation. Carrots, you've got green beans, peas. I don't know what this is at the back here. It's some sort of medley of something. And sweet potato, maybe.
What's on the bottom right? Is that stuffing?
This is stuffing, yeah. So a lot of the time stuffing has meat in it, but I prefer the meat-free stuffing. But it's basically like sage, onion, and breadcrumbs. You usually put an egg in there and water, and that's it. You get packs of it, put it in the oven, and it's really good. Freaking love stuffing. If you heard me before talk about stuffing, I'm a big stuffing appreciator. They also seem to do breakfast sandwiches and stuff. This is kind of weird. I've never thought
it's to... like a brioche bun with ham and stuffing on it. That's kind of like what we do for Thanksgiving when we've got leftovers.
Oh, yes, yes.
You make a pie with it where you just pour it all into one thing, or you make a sandwich, usually.
And see, this is a downside of not cooking your own, though, so you don't get all the leftovers, which is arguably the better part of the roast dinner. Don't know what this teacup with sausages is.
A teacup filled with mini sausages with raw onion circles on it. What are those? Onion rings, even?
Yeah, well, yeah, what is... I'm never...
Again, parsley.
Is this what British people want? I mean,
this
I'm
is
quite
British
happy.
Cuisine.
Just put it in a teacup and it's instantly British.
Yeah.
That's very strange. There's a Yorkshire puddings with, I don't even know what this other small
that
teacup.
That looks delicious. It's got like, it looks like.
Are these sweet Yorkshire puddings?
See, I want to try that and no one thinks that's right. This is going to be a very niche reference, but I think it is, you know Oliver and Company, the film?
Yes.
So you know the little girl, she makes the cat food for him, and it's like a bunch of whipped cream with kibble on top. That's what that little cup looks like it has in it. It looks like it's got Oliver's food in it. It's some sort of like whipped cream with like cocoa nibs or something.
That is the most obscure reference. I haven't seen that film in so long.
I'm gonna find it.
But these look like sweet ones. It looks like you get a bit of jam here and a bit of chocolate and some whipped cream. And it looks like it's covered in syrup, which I think, my goodness, why haven't I tried this?
It looks delicious.
Is that even on their menu? I need to check. Where's their puddings? Let's see. What have they got? Toby's favourites. Okay. Mini puddings? Oh, see, I don't see them saying, hey, we got...
Yeah, the sweet ones.
Yeah, where's the sweet Yorkshire puddings? Oh, sticky toffee pudding. Lovely.
Sticky toffee pudding is so sweet.
So good. Oh, here we go. So, some other bits and bobs. Ugh. Now, what the heck is this? Like, is this Plowman's Lunch?
Oh my gosh, it's like some ham, sliced ham, a demi baguette, a salad with a hard-boiled egg in it and tomato and cucumber. A half of an apple. What is that chukby. Little cup?
I think that's chutney. It's like some weird brown chutney. But I am also a very... I'm an advocate of not putting fruit with meat, and that's wrong. And this is a Plowman's kind of situation, but it's definitely not enough cheese or bread here. You know,
the cheese
what's with
is
all
like
the salad?
A square cheese stick as well.
Yeah, it's like they didn't really think this through. I don't know. That looks weird. Here's another beautiful example of this buffet. Wow.
Now, are these just the pictures that they've got, you know, for the... to really like make it look good, or is this in its natural habitat?
I'd like to think this is natural habitat, Toby, but I have a feeling you're right. I feel like these are
promotional.
These are specifically promotional pictures because I've never seen a carvery look this neat and tidy. This is before it's been decimated.
Oh God, I can imagine with the hundreds kids of... running around and everything. Ugh.
And you know, there's something to be said, like buffets, I think, are for people, some people, and definitely not for others, because I do have a weird kind of feeling about buffets sometimes, because it's all that meat exposed outside of a kitchen
that
makes it a little bit gross. So I think the trick is go early, or you've got to know somebody on the inside that works there that can tell you, hey, come at this time, and that's when we get it all lovely set out. Maybe first thing, 11 o'clock.
I think that looks really good. Benefit from just having the person that serves you kind of situation. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I don't know what this cup is. So it looks so terrible. This looks so British. This looks so... not a fucking salt or pepper or bit of seasoning to be seen in this picture.
You're very correct. This is a classic starter that I think you can get from the Toby Carvery, which is a prawn cocktail.
The prawns do not look cooked.
They are definitely cooked. They're probably boiled or steamed, just the way we like it.
White. They're not pink. They're not gray. They're just white.
They are pretty unappetizing to look at, I've got to say. It's in a Mary Rose sauce, which I believe is just ketchup with mayonnaise. I think that is, I could be wrong. There might be people, you know, rolling their eyes at that description. But as far as I know, a Mary Rose sauce is just ketchup and mayonnaise.
Okay.
Anyway, forgive me if I'm wrong on that.
Of her, Mary Rose.
Yes, very, very fancy. But yeah, it's basically just prawns rolled around in that sauce. And then you get like this tiny bit of like garnishing of green.
Yeah, one singular slice of tomato, cucumber, and then a leaf of
lettuce,
yeah. And a parsley,
and a bit of lemon.
There you go.
Contrary to what you say, it's actually pretty tasty, and you know, I know it doesn't look so great, but
it does look like ground raw chicken.
It does kind of look like raw chicken. It's got that kind of tinge to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy prawn cocktail. It's very 80s, a 70s,
yeah,
80s,
so
like
are.
Yeah, and you know, I think they get a bad rap. Does the prawn cocktail, but I'd be more than happy to eat one. If somebody had this at a dinner party, I'd be like, that's great.
Sign me up.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, look. There's this another definite promotional photo.
It does look a little bit more sad, though, because I am kind of put off by this and what seems to be entire chicken, and I can't tell which part's the ass and which part's the head.
Oh, yeah.
He looks so sad, like he's facing away, you know,
it's
like
kind
that's
of
a little butt crack on the back.
It's kind of, yeah, he's turned his back on us. I think this, oh, you could be right, actually, but these are like, it could be like half a turkey here.
Okay.
I think this might be half a turkey. Turkeys are pretty big, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty massive. But you've got pork. Is this pork? I can't even tell. Is that pork? Gammon, turkey, and beef, I think. So they look really good.
The pile of Yorkshire's just in the corner, tempting.
That's what I'd be picking. I'd just take this mm-hmm. plate. But yeah, I mean, they look really good. And you see that they've got the knives here. So I believe like you go up to them and you go, well, I'll have a bit of gammon and a bit of pork, please, and a bit mm-hmm. of beef. And I assume they'll say, do you want a Yorkshire pudding? And you could be like, yes, please, may I have two?
Can I have just a plate of the Yorkshire puddings, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, for my son, that it doesn't exist. He's hungry too.
Taking the back for the table.
Here's some, oh God. You see, I don't think these pictures look particularly appetizing.
Yeah, they're very, like, very basic. This is very, very much like
anemic looking.
No spices sort of thing. Ham with sliced carrots, some peas, some roast potatoes, and what are the... Is that roast potatoes on top of mash?
I don't know if
really
it's mash or cauliflower.
Really love your potatoes, though.
It could be cauliflower.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Mash. It could be either. Who knows? It's very out of focus, but it does look very anemic, and it needs to be covered with gravy, for sure. Oh, here's a Christmas...
Christmas staff photo.
That's very nice. It's mm-hmm. snowing.
Cute.
They look freezing. Yeah. Oh, God. See, this is what, you know, happens when you get your... This is what I imagine it to look like when you get it back to your table. It just looks so unappetizing.
Okay.
And they've covered it with white pepper, I think.
Is
which
that
just
what
looks
that
like...
is? It looks like it's dusty. It looks like it's been sat in an abandoned Toby's and that someone happened upon this perfectly preserved yet dusty plate.
It does absolutely look like it's been coated with a sprinkling of dust or ash or something. But I believe that's white pepper.
Amazing.
But yeah, it looks very, it's got some red cabbage in there too. And I don't even know what this is on. There's like a weird meat thing here.
That meat does not look good. It looks very grisly, like very fatty.
It's like a weird mystery part of something that's sort of, I can't even identify what that is.
Is that a yellow sauce?
This, I believe, will be mustard to go along with.
For a minute in my brain, mustard had been completely erased from existence. And so I thought it was like a fucking mango puree or something. On the
side of the plate. Oh, no. You won't have us British lot eating mango flavored.
Right? That's too much.
Stuff with our roast. No ways. It's definitely English mustard to go along with the beef in this Yorkshire pudding, which looks really good. My spit looks nice.
It does look good. With
that
the
bit looks
in
good.
It.
Another promote. Oh, you see,
this person has chosen a huge Yorkshire pudding. They've put sliced carrots in it. And then the rest of the plate is some more sliced carrots, and it's tipped over, like a bountiful harvest. Sliced carrots, a singular roast potato, it almost looks like.
Yes.
A bit of ham hidden under everything. And then just an enormous pile of green beans with tons of gravy on top.
It's very bizarre. This is an odd choice. They must really love green beans and carrots. It's like a cornucopia. You know those, the mm-hmm. classic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Thanksgiving. This is the British cornucopia. It's just sort of a Yorkshire pudding brimming with gravy and
this is like when you take
sad looking vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your vegetarian friend out, but then they're like, "Does gravy have meat in it?" And the person's like, "I don't think so, but it does usually have meat in it."
Yes, I think they do offer a meat-free gravy in mm-hmm. Toby Carvery, but
progressive.
It is progressive, but I doubt it's labeled correctly and. I can't imagine they're very good on... Again, yeah. No, not disparaging Toby Carvery. I hope that their cross-contamination is top-notch, or at least it, as in it's controlled.
Yeah.
Oh, see, another beautiful picture. This looks great. I mean, look at those Yorkshire puddings. They are huge. They're massive.
They are massive, and these ones are so, like, they're not a uniform shape. I don't know if that would taste even better or not, because they've got lots of crisp to them, it looks like.
I think the more ununified, generally the better, I think. You want them to be a little bit gooey, like you mentioned, you know, mm-hmm. doughiness. Oh, there's somebody holding a Yorkshire pudding in their hand.
Yep.
And it's huge. Very good. They seem happy about it, I assume. That's why they're taking a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
They also do breakfast, and this is another thing. This is why I believe it's kind of like a Denny's, but some of them do all-day breakfasts.
Mm, I see some eggs, beans, and of course the full English kind of thing.
Yeah, they've left this...
Brown sauce.
Yes, they've left two bits of bacon, though, which is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like the good bits. Oh.
That is a good-looking plate to me.
Wow. There's a lot going on here. They've got cranberry sauce here too. I wonder if this was Christmas.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, bits of beef, peas, another colossal Yorkshire pudding.
They are huge. I'm very tempted, again, now that I know that apparently Yorkshire puddings are free game,
mm-hmm.
very tempted to go because they do look really good.
Delicious. Not bad.
Not bad.
Are those green beans, but they're flat or something? I don't know.
A bit odd, yeah. Seems to vary, doesn't it? Like, a lot mm-hmm. of the vegetable offerings seem to differ, which is nice to see, because I suppose some veg... Yeah, it's variety, seasonal, perhaps, which is quite nice. What? Oh!
What is that? So
this... you describe it.
Awful. The bread is like, it's like thick sliced bread, but the bread looks so dense. And I don't even know what type of bread it is.
It looks like, yeah, it's basically a brown plate that has two slices of very dense, dry bread on it with one tiny little, pat of butter. And accompanied that is a bowl full of creamed mushrooms.
Oh, is that like. What that is?
I think so. Very odd. And the other person's got a prawn cocktail you can see in the background.
That is awful looking. It looks bad. I don't know. I don't know.
We need to get Boba a prawn cocktail to try. I think this is
this is something them here, but they're like they don't look like I don't know. That just looks like a bowl of weird brains or something.
I need to see an American prawn cocktail, I think.
A plate showing off all the grease, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, just a greasy plate. Oh, here we go. Look, this is all the people going up.
Okay.
This is what, and they're all staring at this poor carver that'll complain that they're feeding them like a dog because of the scraps.
Fed me like a doggy, daddy. Fed me like a dog. I don't know what accent it is, but something.
Who knows where this one is? Mm-hmm. Good value meal. Pretty busy, though. Well, what can I say? It's a popular place.
So far, not anything too crazy bad. And the reviews that we were looking at earlier didn't have the pictures with them.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So what proof do they have to disparage our sweet Toby? Because, I mean, these pictures we're looking at look pretty good. Is this just somehow maybe the best Tobies in the entire country?
Oh.
Okay, never mind. It might not be. Green mushrooms again.
The cream mushrooms with, like, the saddest looking two pieces of garlic bread. Mm-hmm. Damn. Oh, dear. Yeah. And it's all out of focus. Like, it could tell where to focus on. It's like...
They were being attacked at the time of the photo. Maybe by Toby. Set loose from his attic.
What is this?
Oh my god. Ham and eggs and a very bent sausage that might be pleasing to some ladies. But on a plate, not so much.
I like, in parentheses, it's got Toby Carvery. Not parentheses, sorry. Quotation. Yeah. Like, what? What is this weird potato nonsense?
I don't know, because it looks like it's got mixed in, like, I don't know if those are onions.
Weird
meat or something.
Very odd.
I like it kind of looks like a little face, though. They've got little bacon ears.
Yeah.
A little egg. It looks like a little doggy's face. I do enjoy the bent sausage, though, but I think for entirely filthy reasons I am enjoying the bent sausage. Because it has got G-spot stimulator on it, and I think that's why I'm so drawn to it.
I'll take that G-spot sausage, please. Specifically.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Dear god. Well, this looks like a sad breakfast. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's fine, but it's not really the best looking thing. In comparison to Cracker Barrel's breakfast that we looked at previously, this is definitely, you'd definitely be disappointed if you went to the Cracker Barrel and then after you went here thinking that you're going to get, you know, grandpa's old sausage breakfast or whatever. This is odd. What the heck is this?
Are people choosing how much they want on their breakfast plates? Because...
What is this, though? There's this two eggs, beans.
12 beans on their plate.
And then there's a Yorkshire pudding there as well for breakfast. What?
Imagine, though, Oz.
I mean, I am, and I do want it, but I'm so confused about this arrangement here. What time of day is this?
I don't know.
I assume if it's an all-day breakfast situation, or it's like they've come to the point where it's like between breakfast and lunch, maybe, that they've got the Yorkshire puddings out, and they're like, yeah, you can have one, sure.
I would definitely put an egg inside of a Yorkshire pudding, though, with some bits of sausage. That does sound good.
That does, actually. You might be onto something.
Here we've got the carcasses, okay.
Yeah, a bit more of the carving going on. The turkey looks very dry, but I think, as we've said, it's a given. It's under heat lamps, it's on hot plate things for, I dread to think how long, actually.
Yeah.
It depends on
which is the least popular meat, because how long will it sit there for?
Exactly, yeah. I bet you anything that the gammon will be there the longest, and the turkey, the beef, and the pork will be going. I don't know, that's my guess. That's what I'd be having anyway.
It doesn't look too bad. I don't know. I'm convinced that besides the breakfast, which is not typical Sunday roast, it doesn't look all that bad to me. The carpet, though, the carpet's a little lacking.
The carpet's weird. The carpet is very odd. But again, it's got that weird old English pub vibe.
Yeah.
Dark. I don't know.
If they updated it, I don't know if they could do any better that would still carry on the same feeling of a Sunday roast, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. Oh, look, see, why not go king size? So you can get even more meat for an extra £1.75. Wow. I don't know how much extra you get. I can't really read it, but that might be what I'd be getting too.
The meat girl.
Does that, Does that involve more Yorkshire puddings? If so, I want king size, please. Oh, here's a signage outside somewhere. Who knows, but there he is again, Toby.
That damn smile.
Damn smile. What is... These review photos are so strange.
They're always blurry, as if the person is taking them in a hurry or in a rush. They're running away.
Yeah, what is... Yeah, it looks like they've left. Are they leaving or have they arrived? Who knows? Who knows?
Know. A dirty table with a tip on it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm just trying to see if there's any... Oh, yeah. So here's another one. So earlier I mentioned, like, we went to the worst Toby Carvery in Manchester. Here's another one that is, I braved Hertfordshire's worst rated Toby Carvery, and the reviews are a tad harsh. So even they said they were impressed by the menu.
Yeah.
But then there was the food. So apparently the food is letting them down for some reason, which is...
No, they've got a completely ravaged table where there's, like, the meat carcasses and then just... Potatoes spilled everywhere, maybe?
Yeah, it's like they've strewn roast potatoes all over the place.
The meat tasted better than it looked, they say.
Well, that's the gammon anyway. And traditionally known for the smashing roast dinner, it tends to serve with big lashings of gravy, a variety of meat, roasties and more. It's clear to see why they're so popular. Yes, I agree with that.
Same carpet O's.
Oh my god, it's the same carpet. It's so weird that this is like a Carvery carpet. So strange. But apparently it wasn't that bad. The staff were very nice off the bat. There were no complaints there. Yeah, I mean,
a Yorkshire pudding wrap, he says, is on the menu. Okay.
What?
Let's see.
Oh.
Toby Yorkshire pudding wrap. It's the first thing when you start typing it in.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, Oz, you've got to look at it.
I need to see this. Toby Yorkshire pudding wrap.
Wait till you see the photos, Oz.
I can't pass that. Whoa.
It looks really good.
Whoa.
It's a flattened out Yorkshire pudding, so it's like a beef Wellington outside with spinach and meats and roast potatoes and all of this stuff on the inside, and it looks very, very delicious.
That looks really good.
So good, Oz. I didn't eat breakfast today, which we were like,
should we
eat before we do our food thing, and I haven't eaten yet this morning, and I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna drive to the UK right now and I'm gonna get a Yorkshire pudding wrap. Oh, it's so good.
Do you want me to book your table?
Book my table, please.
I think, unfortunately, this might be a seasonal thing, though, as this says it's landing in sights on the 26th of October.
Oh my
gosh.
This
YouTube video is from 2017. So I hope, Toby, if you're listening... This still better be a thing, because I need to have one of these.
They do look so delicious.
They do look very, very good.
They've also got, in the image results that I've got Toby Carvery has launched a Yorkshire pudding freak shake.
Oh, and it's like, my god.
Oh, you see it too. There you go. So it's like a Yorkshire pudding on top of one of the jugs of milkshake. With brownie bites in it, and I assume caramel or dulce de leche syrups.
Let's have a look. Video loading. All right, yeah, look at this thing. My goodness.
Now, I'm not a super fan of the milkshakes where it has all the shit on top, because then it's just extra effort, and you gotta get through it before you get to the milkshake. But it does look very delicious.
It does look good. A shake full of real dairy, vanilla ice cream, hazelnut, and peanut sauce.
Mmm.
Ooh, and freshly whipped cream topped with a sweet Yorkshire pudding filled with brownie cubes.
Oh, the brownie cubes.
My god. The new shake was announced on the Toby Carvery Facebook page, and the reaction was mixed. Someone commented that it was wrong, just wrong. Well, another thought, It looked amazing. Great
what
news.
Do you think?
Great. I think I personally would try this.
I would try it too. I don't think it looks wrong. I think it looks so right.
I agree. I think it looks very, very good. Unfortunately, I cannot see the freak shake on the pudding menu.
Let's see. Is it a drink? Can I look at the drinks?
Oh, one? Maybe. It could be on a drinks.
Mm. I don't see it on there.
Menus. Drinks menu.
Maybe the reception of it was so poor they had to remove it.
Maybe that is the case, because it's not on the seasonal drinks. It's not on the pudding menu. They do a takeaway menu as well, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm.
You can deliveroos.
We could deliver. Unfortunately, there isn't one near me.
Or Uber Eats, even.
I wonder how far they'll drive to bring me a Toby. It's such a weird thought, though, getting a... I can't imagine that a delivered roast dinner would be that good. I'm not too sure. I just can't see it being a thing. Oh, look at this. Or you can eat breakfast for just $4.99. That's so cheap. That is ridiculously cheap.
And it doesn't even look that bad. I don't know. You know what? I think I'm a Toby Carver. I'm going to say it.
And there's a Yorkshire pudding on the breakfast, so that's how it comes. So you can have Yorkshire puddings for breakfast.
They should just rebrand as Toby Yorkshire or something. Because everything is Yorkshire puddings with them.
It does look really good. Whether you fancy tea or toast, I want to go all out with our unlimited breakfast buffet, including eggs, bacon, and our famous breakfast Yorkies. Wow.
Mm.
There you go.
And nicknamed them.
And you can even get freshly cooked to order scrambled eggs. Well, I never. It's interesting.
I love it. I love it. I'm down with all of it.
I'm pretty impressed.
Because I just miss this food. Which you would think, like, why would you miss British food? But you know what? I miss it.
It's nice to know. It's a huge compliment, I think, coming from somebody that does have such a huge choice.
Mm-hmm.
And from what you showed me as well, like the breakfast stuff in the US is just incredible. It's mind blowing.
I'd love a British breakfast with the beans and the hash brown, the egg, and you can put your bread in it and all the little button mushrooms and such. So delicious.
Yeah, it's a huge compliment, I'd say. But I'm also very, after sort of looking at what's to offer, mm-hmm. apart from, you know, obviously, I wouldn't necessarily say go by the reviews, considering that apparently 50% of people hate it.
So, yeah.
You know, don't go by the reviews. I think, you know, if you haven't got massively high expectations, I think it looks great. And if you just like a lot of meat and a lot of gravy... or if green beans are your things, you mm-hmm. know, you could just have a load of them. But yeah, I agree. I think it looks great. What would your choice of meats be, Boba, by the way? What would your, if you could choose from the selection, which seems to be gammon, pork, turkey, and beef, would you go for all of them?
I'd probably go for the turkey or the chicken or something, I think, and potentially mm-hmm. the beef, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I stay away from the porks, but yeah, that other stuff. And I just, you know, I'd pile up the mashed potatoes and the roast potatoes and the mm-hmm. gravy and the mash, what is it? Mac and cheese and the Yorkshire.
That would be my focus. I'd definitely be trying the mac and cheese. I think I'd be trying to sweet talk the carver, mm-hmm. the carver person to give me three Yorkshire puddings. I'd like slipping them at a tenner or something.
They'd just give it to you. I think they would.
They'd look at me and go, gosh, she...
she really enjoys the Yorkshire pudding, I could tell.
She's going to kick off if we don't give her mm-hmm. enough Yorkshire puddings. But yeah, I think I'd go for as many Yorkshire puddings as I could get away with. And I'd definitely be having gammon and beef Maybe the pork, but I'm not a turkey. I'm not a turkey guy. No. I do not like turkey, no.
It can be all right, but sometimes it can be very dry.
It's just, I don't think it tastes of anything, and maybe it's because I've not had good turkey, but it seems like a Toby Carvery isn't the place to get good turkey, so yeah. I think I'd be avoiding it.
Yeah, understandably.
But yeah, definitely a load of roast potatoes, green beans, and that mash, and maybe mac and cheese and a load of gravy. I think it'd be great. We definitely need to go to one.
You know what? I agree. I say let's do it. I'll go to a Toby Carvery. I'll brave it. Nice.
We'll see. That would be excellent. If we can find out where the nearest or where one is in Bristol, if they have them in Bristol, we'll have to check.
And hopefully around the time, or if they still do the Yorkshire wraps, because I don't want to turn that down if I can help it.
No way. Well, we'll ring ahead. We'll call ahead.
Oh God.
If they're not doing them at the time, we could still go. But I definitely want to try that ramp.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. But yeah, I guess that's sort of like our good look at it. I really enjoyed looking at it actually, and I really want to roast dinner now.
I know. Me too. Oh my gosh! It does look. It does sound so good.
It's very good. Very, very easy to make Yorkshire puddings. I assure you, you'd smash it. It's super easy.
I might try just because, and grab some gravy too, and just go to town. I'll think about it. I did enjoy Toby's, so thank you for showing me Toby's place.
You're very, very welcome. If anyone listening, I hope you enjoyed listening to us talk about roast dinners for the past hour. If you have any suggestions for submissions, we'd love to hear what you'd like us to be looking at. We'd be really into that. The email address for that is feelsonmeals@gmail.com. Is that right? So that's hopefully easy to remember. It's feelsonmeals@gmail.com. And yeah, maybe if it's an unknown place that you feel needs some recognition, or a really badly reviewed place that we need to take a look at as well, or just something different.
Family owned, if your family owns a restaurant.
Oh yeah, do you work in a restaurant? Do you work in a Toby Carvery? We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, let us know, Toby.
Toby, let us know when the best time to visit is as well. What time is the best meet time? Because we want to have that inside information. But yeah, that's if you're happy, I'm happy.
I'm happy with that. I think I'm just like, oh gosh, it's time to. I'm gonna get some foods. I'm gonna eat. But it was great. I'm craving it.
Craving it. British me foods. Too. Yeah, and I'm not a huge admirer of anything British, but for some reason, big bits of meat and gravy and Yorkshire puddings. Just
a nice, comforting roast dinner. So good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Feels and Meals, and we'll be back again very soon.
Thanks so much.
Hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.